E. Across the universe. How big is the universe? What makes a star twinkle? There are so many questions about space. Read on and see if you find some answers. Galaxies and stars. Our universe was created by an explosion called the Big Bang about 14 billion years ago. The universe is infinite and still expanding. Our galaxy is called the Milky Way. It consists of 200 to 300 billion stars. It is about 100,000 light years in diameter and about 2.9 million light years from its closest neighbour, the Andromeda Galaxy. Galaxies are far apart, but they sometimes collide. Our galaxy will probably collide with the Andromeda Galaxy in about 5 billion years from now. A star is actually a ball of burning hydrogen gas. In a twinkling star, there are explosions all the time. A supernova is not a new star. It is actually a dying star, which sends out a lot of light before it dies. The sun is the basis for life on Earth. But one day our sun will go cold and turn into a white dwarf. Don't worry, it will not happen for another 5 billion years or so. It is difficult to measure the universe in kilometres. Instead, we use light years. Albert Einstein, 1879 to 1955, showed that light is the fastest form of energy. It travels at about 300,000 kilometres per second. In other words, light travels 7.5 times around the equator in 1 second. Asteroids and comets. Have you ever seen a shooting star and made a wish? Shooting stars are asteroids or comets, which are leftovers from an explosion in our galaxy some time ago. Sometimes they burn up, and sometimes they land on our planet. A meteorite is a small part of an asteroid or a comet. In February 2013, a meteorite landed in Chelyabinsk in Russia and caused a lot of damage. More than 500 people were injured by a shockwave from the meteorite. Life in space? People have always wondered if there is life on other planets. The only place humans have been to in space is the moon. When Apollo 11 landed there in 1969, many people hoped the astronauts would find some human-like creatures. But there was no sign of life, just rocks and dust. There is an organization in the USA which is looking for signs of life in space. It is called the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, SETI. There are millions of stars and galaxies, so maybe there is some kind of life out there. We just have to keep looking.